Welcome back to another set of Buckeye Talk headlines from Cleveland.com. These are for Friday, October 16th, as we creep closer to the start of the Big Ten football season. This is Doug Lamorese. Make sure as we get closer to the Buckeyes kicking off that you are reading Cleveland.com/OSU, that you're listening to Buckeye Talk 5 days a week, wherever you find podcasts, and try our texts. Great time to get in on the text subscription. We're doing an online book that is coming out day by day, 13 chapters. Reliving the 2019 season. You just think that might sound painful, but it's actually kind of fun, I think. Really gets you fired up for what's ahead starting October 24th. So all that for our tech subscribers. Again, it's a 14-day free trial. Try it out. 614-350-3315. And now 5 Ohio State football headlines from Cleveland.com. The season is right around the corner for the Ohio State Buckeyes, and they have opened as a 21.5-point favorite for their opener. This is Doug Lamorese from Cleveland.com. That's the initial line for Ohio State's home game against Nebraska on October 24th that will kick off at noon. Of course, Ohio State and Nebraska, probably the two leading programs in the fight for the Big Ten to play this fall. So a lot of people found that some irony, certainly a coincidence, you know, maybe a little nod to get people excited that in the redone Big Ten schedule, this is how the Buckeyes are starting. Nebraska, a quarterback competition there between Luke McCaffrey and Adrian Martinez, last year's starter. So how that works out, very interesting. Of course, Ohio State, Justin Fields will lead the way for them. So just around the corner, next Saturday, October 24th, the Ohio State Buckeyes will open the season with the Nebraska Cornhuskers visiting for a noon kick. And make sure you follow Cleveland.com/OSU for all your Ohio State coverage. Several interesting position battles as Ohio State gets ready to open its season. Doug Lamorese from Cleveland.com. Ryan Day, speaking with reporters, didn't give away a lot, but one that he did give an indication on is the right tackle battle, where former five-star recruit Nicholas Petit-Frere is battling another former five-star recruit, Paris Johnson. But Paris Johnson, a true freshman, while Nicholas Petit-Frere is a veteran who lost the battle last year in preseason camp with Brandon Bowen. And a lot of people thought Petit-Frere, who's from Florida, maybe would have won that job a year ago. He did not. But Ryan Day did say, right now, Nicholas Petit-Frere has been taking more of the reps, more of the snaps in preseason practice with the first team. So expect at this point that Petit-Frere will be the starter at right tackle. Paris Johnson might end up being one of the great young offensive linemen in recent Ohio State history. It's tough for any true freshman to start on the offensive line. That's more of a failure often by the team to not have veterans ahead of him who are ready to play. Paris Johnson's going to be good. Certainly projects as one of the starting tackles in 2021, but it feels like for now, Ryan Day, that's the one spot where he was willing to say, yeah, this guy is ahead, and it's Nicholas Petit-Frere. But obviously for Ohio State, when you have 2 5-star recruits battling to start at one spot, you're in pretty good shape. So look for Nicholas Petit-Frere to start at right tackle when the Buckeyes open against Nebraska on October 24th. I'm Doug Lamorese. What will Ohio State's defensive alignment be this season? This is Doug Lamorese from Cleveland.com and Buckeye Talk. Last year, the Buckeyes played one safety much of the time. That was a change from previous years where they typically played 2 safeties. And around college football, some programs are playing 3 safeties on the field right now, give them more flexibility in the pass game. But that single high safety look with 3 cornerbacks and 3 linebackers on the field is something that Ryan Day really liked. And so when Kerry Combs was added as the defensive coordinator this offseason, that was kind of a big question. Would they go back to more of a 2-safety look? Because that's what Ohio State had done previously when Combs was here. Matt Barnes, the safeties coach and the assistant secondary coach to Combs, said this week that, yeah, he expects they'll stay with that single high safety look more often than not. He said, if it's not broken, don't fix it. So then who will be that one safety? I think a lot of people expected it would be Josh Proctor. But the way Barnes talked, when you have that one safety back there as the last line of defense, you really need him to be able to cover the whole field. And he called Marcus Hooker a center fielder, which is that guy who can play in the pass game, help from sideline to sideline. And it feels like Marcus Hooker is in line to be that starter at safety. And Josh Proctor, Barnes said, is more of a cover guy, a man-to-man guy. I think he's more of a physical hitter. He may be in personnel groupings, and it feels like Ohio State will have different personnel groupings on defense and move guys in and out a little more than in the past. But if there's a safety who's not coming off the field, I would expect when Ohio State takes the field on October 24th against Nebraska, that safety will be Marcus Hooker. And yes, he is the younger brother of Malik Hooker, the former first-round NFL draft pick and one of the best safety in recent Ohio State history. So we'll see how much this runs in the Hooker family. I'm Doug Maurice from Cleveland.com. College football coaching salary is always of interest, and USA Today each year comes out with its comprehensive list of the salaries of every head coach in major college football. They came out with that this week, and Ohio State's Ryan Day ranked 12th in the nation and second in the Big Ten at around $5.6 million per year. He made $4.5 million last year in his first year, and can you guess who's ahead of him in the Big Ten? It's Jim Harbaugh from Michigan. Harbaugh is the fourth highest paid coach in the country, making more than $8 million this season. That goes Alabama's Nick Saban at the top, LSU's Ed Orgeron coming off a national title is second, and Clemson's Dabo Sweeney is third. So the top three have all won a national title, or in Saban and Sweeney's case, multiple national titles, and then Harbaugh is fourth. Day has a contract. Most of these contracts, you get raises as you go. So if Ohio State keeps winning, he'll keep moving up this list. But for right now, pretty good for a guy who is only in his second full year as a college football head coach. Ryan Day, 12th in the nation, second in the Big Ten, making over $5.6 million this season. For all your Ohio State football news on and off the field, make sure you are listening to Buckeye Talk and reading Cleveland.com/OSU. One of the more interesting things to watch when Ohio State takes the field to open the 2020 season on October 24th is who will replace Justin Fields if the game gets out of hand. Justin Fields, one of the best quarterbacks in the country, a Heisman Trophy candidate, but he's going to be gone after the season. He's going to leave for the NFL. So who will be Ohio State's starting quarterback in 2021? We get the first guess at that. And who is the backup quarterback in 2020? This is Doug Maurice from Cleveland.com. Now, my expectation is Ohio State's not going to tell us much about that. They're not going to officially announce anything, but all we can learn from maybe is who comes in blowouts. Is it always the same guy who replaces Fields first? Do they rotate from game to game? And the two guys we're talking about, of course, are California's CJ Stroud and Arizona's Jack Miller, both high-ranked quarterbacks. And their recruiting class, true freshmen, they are expected to battle with Kyle McCord, who is going to join the Buckeyes as part of the 2021 recruiting class. They will battle to replace Justin Fields on the field in spring football next year, and then in preseason camp next year before the 2021 season. But this is the start of that battle. So first of all, you need to figure out if something happens to Justin Fields and he can't play, who's going to go in for him? You do have veteran Gunnar Hoke there, but he's a backup and these other two guys are potential future starters. So would Hoke go in or would it be CJ Stroud or Jack Miller? And then again, the underlying thing that every Ohio State fan needs to watch for is it's possible. Now, Kyle McCord could come win this job, but it's very possible when you see CJ Stroud or Jack Miller relieving Justin Fields this year, you're looking at the future starting quarterback for the Ohio State Buckeyes. So keep an eye on that. If Justin Fields, if Ohio State has a big lead in games and a backup's coming in late in the third quarter or in the fourth quarter, make sure you're watching to see who that is because it's telling you something about Ohio State's football future. This is Doug Maurice from Cleveland.com. Make sure you read Cleveland.com/OSU and listen to our Buckeye Talk podcast 5 days a week.